According to the American Society of Travel Agents, cruises are the most popular choice for family reunions. But even at sea, there's no such thing as a perfect family vacation because, according to commentator Marion Winnick, there is no such thing as a perfect family.
For my mother, the imperfection started early. Set to sail in a lemon-knit pantsuit, she found my sister wearing cut-off denim overalls and a tank top. When they pulled up on the dock in Bayonne, New Jersey, there I was, wearing the exact same thing. "Is anybody else dressed like this?" my mother demanded at dinner, gesturing around the glittering dining room. "I don't know what's wrong with you girls." I admit I was enjoying this conversation. I am 46, and my sister is 44. Being chastised by our mother about our clothes was taking me right back to the 1970s. "At least your sister didn't have a giant tattoo on her arm back then," my mother muttered. Then she turned her attention to the real work of the cruise vacation. "I'll have the Vidalia onion tart, then the prime rib," she told the waiter. "Rare." "How come there are no prices on the menu?" asked one of my teenage sons. "'Cause it's free," the other one told him. "Not free," I explained. "Included." My sons and my sister Nancy's boys soon comprehended that Nana's lovely gift to us came with all the food you could eat, available at restaurants around the ship 22 hours a day. And they were just the people to take advantage of it. Judging from the size of the tables in the dining room and the conversations in the elevator and the hot tub, the ship was full of extended families like ours, enjoying this ideal setting for keeping lots of people of varying ages amused without any of them having to cook or do laundry. Behind me in line for hamburgers, I heard a man explain, "She gets upset because she's sacrificing for the rest of us and she thinks we don't appreciate it." Lounging in the hot tub, a teenage girl kvetched to her mom, "Every time we see her, she showers us with money, and you get mad." On our 5-day cruise to Nova Scotia, the sun almost never came out, but we hardly minded. Through the porthole of our stateroom, we saw the white wake in the black water as our ship sped through the night. We saw rays of moonlight hit the waves like a spray of diamonds. We saw more shades of gray than I ever thought possible as we played shuffleboard with our preschoolers on the deck outside the casino, where my mother was semi-permanently hunkered down at the blackjack table. The mammoth cruise ship, floating resort meets floating mall, provided hideouts for everyone. My husband was in the library checking his email. My brother-in-law in the gym, lifting weights. My sister in her stateroom, fighting PMS. My sons we rarely saw, as they had developed a personalized teen schedule that involved rising shortly before dinner and disappearing afterwards for a long night of hot tubbing and scouting for abandoned cocktails. The lasting image of the trip is a family portrait taken by the ship's photographer on formal night. Boys in ties, girls in frilly dresses, my sister with a chiffon shawl draped over her tattoo. We look terrific. Well, there isn't one photo where we all look terrific, because in the one where little Molly doesn't appear to be contemplating suicide, my mother has her eyes closed. As my sister and I debated which one to take, we overheard a conversation. "Your brother looks drunk," said a woman, scrutinizing an 8x10. "He was drunk," the man with her sighed. "I'm going to go back to the room. Come get me when you're done." A few minutes later, we got in line behind his wife to purchase our glossy, not quite perfect image of family bliss. Clearly, we were all in the same boat.
Marion Winnick lives in Glen Rock, Pennsylvania.